A PhD candidate from the University of Northern BC is spearheading a multi-phase study into how air pollution affects the health and well-being of people living in Kitimat and Kitimat Village. "I can assure you I'm not coming into this research with some foregone conclusion," Amy Kleptar told Council during a presentation outlining her work. "It's to study something that's going on in a new context. For me, it's an interesting question because there's an industrial site that's very close to human habitation, and it's a unique population because it's an isolated town, not an urban area where most of this kind of research occurs." Kleptar appeared before council as she seeks approval from UNBC's Research Ethics Board for her participant recruitment and data collection methods. She said it was important to keep local governments informed and invite questions about her study's design and purpose. Kleptar, who has lived in Terrace for about 20 years and teaches nursing, is focusing her doctoral work on the human impacts of ambient air quality in the Kitimat River Valley. Her research targets residents of Kitimat and Kitimat Village, both located near a major point source of sulfur dioxide, so, emissions from the Rio Tinto BC Works aluminum smelter, where industrial activity has increased in recent years. Her study is divided into two main phases. The first, currently underway, involves one-hour interviews with about 30 community members to gather qualitative data on how air quality influences their daily lives and health. The second, scheduled for summer 2026, will track symptom diaries from roughly 30 people with asthma or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease over a three-month period to explore the short-term respiratory effects of sulfur dioxide exposure. The study aims to inform residents about specific health risks, offer context-sensitive advice for people with respiratory conditions, and establish a baseline understanding of health in the region as industrial development continues. "As far as I know, no human health studies have been done," she said. "There is extensive environmental effects monitoring, and lots of monitoring of actual pollution levels, but there's no research studies that have been done." Her interest in the topic began decades ago while working in Salt Lake City, where she treated many children with asthma in areas affected by poor air quality. "Ever since then, quality of health has been an interest of mine," she said. Kleptar is working in partnership with Northern Health and has already engaged with the Haisla Health Center and Environment Manager. She plans to share her findings with the Haisla Nation Council, Kitimat District Council, Northern Health, and the Kitimat Erst Group once her research is complete in 2 years. Counselors raised concerns about potential bias and pointed to monitoring data showing record clean air levels. Counselor Michelle Martins voiced strong support for the project, saying there is value in research that is independent and not funded by industry. Kleptar expects to begin community recruitment this autumn through flyers and other outreach. She said about 11% of the general population has asthma, and that the condition is especially relevant for this study because sulfur dioxide is known to affect people with chronic respiratory illness.